Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday, Junkies. Back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Audacy app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, June 6th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday.
And Jason Bishop.
Yep. What's up?
Cakesy, did you get your recovery nap in after the Cakes Classic?
Of course I did that. Went home, had some lunch, and then I just chilled on the couch for a good hour, 10 minutes. It was delightful. It was
amazing. You a nap guy, always couch, or do you ever just say, I'm going to go up to the bed?
90% of the time, I'm a couch nap guy.
With the TV on?
No TV on.
No TV on. So no. You know you're going to nap, but you choose the couch.
Well, I'll lie down. I'll fiddle with my phone. I'll just I'll distract myself. I'll keep my brain occupied, and then I'll grab a blanket, and then I'm off.
No, nice. I'm off and running. If I'm going to nap, I'm a get into your underwear and go up into the bed.
Yeah, see, I'm not that intense.
Yeah,
I am too.
So weird. Like I could sleep in my underwear during the day. I guess because I don't freeze for some reason and in the covers, but at night it's harder. Like I need a little more coverage.
Oh, I do a weird bit for the nap in that I do go up to the bed if I'm going to take a nap, but I don't go all the way underneath the covers. I just use the bedspread.
Oh, I get all in like it's all 10 p.m. In.
Yeah, get your
chips. I think because I don't want to make the bed again, but it's actually more comfortable. I find I sleep over my sheet and blanket, but I use the comforter.
I don't make the
or
bed.
Bedspread over.
I leave the bed a wreck, and then Dina will make it more times than not.
I often come home and remake the bed. I don't think my wife does it. She doesn't do it military grade.
Nah, JP's very, very exacting.
Oh, well, it's just my mom. My mom was particular.
JP brings out the ruler and measures it like you're in the Marines.
I always actually argue with my wife. I go, what do we need to make it for? No one comes in here. Literally no one. Maybe the cleaning ladies once a week. Or
the
well,
ideal
who cares?
Situation is when
who cares?
You, if you're at a hotel and you have two queens, you have either just a sleeping bed. One bed is a sleeping bed and or poning bed.
Yeah.
And the other is just like whatever you want to do with bed. You know what I mean?
Just put your luggage.
Just throw your luggage wherever.
Oh,
like,
right.
Like a couple days ago, I went on a run and I was just like, I'll lie down on this bed before I take my shower because I have a spare bed over to the right.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful setup.
I like a spare bed to at least throw my ass.
Now, my bedroom isn't big enough at home to have two queen beds in it.
Yeah.
But when you're on the road, take advantage of it.
If we're on the road, it's just D and I. Let's say we're going to a volleyball tournament or something or, you know, whatever. Going to see when it gets to play. Anyway, we have two beds. We'll actually sleep in each. We'll sleep because it's a better sleep.
Oh, you sleep separately?
Oh, yeah. Because I don't do that normally.
Got it. Okay.
But yeah, you sleep in that bed, I'll sleep in that bed. And if we want to have a date, we'll have a date.
Right.
And I'm going back over to my friggin' bed.
Interesting.
Dates. What are those?
It doesn't take long, brother.
Yeah.
I don't know
it's a short date.
Speed date.
But if we need a date, we can have a date.
So it's a mini version of what our comedian friend Rich Voss does, right?
If I'm on the road.
Because Voss always says that he's got a separate... I said it's a mini version.
Yeah, I mean,
Voss always says he's got the separate bedroom.
If we're on the road, yes. 100%. 100% of the time. She actually left the bed the other day, which she rarely does. And it actually pissed me off. And we discussed it the next day. But it's just because she was like, you're tossing and turning so much. I just couldn't. And I just was insulted by it. And she's like, look, it wasn't personal. I couldn't sleep. You were tossing and turning so much. I had to go into the other room. And it for some reason, it just bugged me. Because I was like, don't you understand? How do you think I feel? This is freaking. I almost wanted her.
Plus, it's not even conscious for you.
Well, you know what I mean? It is conscious.
Oh, you're awake?
I'm that awake. Okay. My sleep is that terrible.
Mm-hmm. Even with the cocktails you take, I might need to drop it all.
Haven't had a drink in a week.
I'm not talking cocktails. I was talking about like you take melatonin and all these weird vitamins.
I'm not on melatonin. I think I've discovered that if I've taken it for so many years, I think it's worn out its welcome. It doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just take the ashwagandha.
Yep.
And I take magnesium, those are two things that I think that help with rest.
My triple cocktail last night was beer, one Benadryl, two melatonin gummies.
Wow.
Two. I mean, just 5 milligrams.
Well, that knocked your ass out quick.
I slept pretty well.
Yeah.
I must admit, I slept well.
We all, like, forget about JP, but me, you, and Jason have used melatonin for so many years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you'll find it's not really
I'm
doing
sure
much.
It's getting to the point of diminishing returns.
Yeah, it's
that's
not really
why
doing much anymore.
I threw a Benadryl in there, too. Threw the Benny in.
Yeah.
No, it takes a lot of
it
stuff.
It definitely works for me, anyway. I don't know about you guys. It works for me, but it knocks me out quick, but I don't sleep a long time. I sleep hard for about 3 hours, mm-hmm. and then I'm up. So it doesn't knock me out for 7 or 8 hours. I sleep hard for maybe 4, and then I'm up.
Yeah.
We will never stop talking about sleep on this show. Well, we've vowed to do it in the years. We'll never stop talking
about
it.
It's so important. And everyone knows it, but especially as you get older. It's so important for your health. It's so important for everything.
I mean, it's on your Mount Healthmore. It's one of the faces carved in the granite.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
every time I've ever gotten, now I have nasally stuff, but I feel fine. Yeah. Perfect. Anytime I've actually been like sick, like a flu sick.
Yeah.
It's always come on the heels of lack of sleep, mm-hmm. and a little drinking, and just not, it's just too much.
Mm-hmm. Cakes is absolutely right, though. We had kind of a mini meeting. We don't really do show meetings, but we kind of had a mini meeting amongst ourselves in 2002 when we started doing mornings at WHFS because we were lamenting the shift for 5+ years. We had worked at nights, mm-hmm. and we were sleeping until 10, 11 o'clock, at least pre-kids, living like we were in college. And then all of a sudden, we had to start doing mornings. And first couple of weeks, we kept talking about how tired we were. And we had this mini meeting. And we're like, we need to quit.
Yeah. No one wants to hear you
talking about this.
No one wants to hear you complain about sleep.
It's evergreen. Sorry, not really that sorry.
We haven't been able to get away from it.
Yeah, we're 31 years in now.
Well, I have lack of sleep. And it's and I was trying not to get sucked into the NBA Finals. I see Mike Marr when I walk in, do a little fist bump. He's like, hell of a game. And I told him, I was like, well, I actually only really watched the end because I was trying not to get sucked in. But I checked in the second quarter, saw the score, and I'd been out. Then my wife and I watched a little show together. Then I checked in again, and OKC had a pretty comfortable lead. And then right as I was about to go to bed.
You say that again.
Right as I was about to go to bed, which was relatively late, I was like, let me just check the score. Mm-hmm. When I put on the game, it was like an 8-point game. And I was like, okay, Indy's been here before. Let's see what happens. And it was a fantastic finish. And Tyrese Halliburton did it again. Halliburton in the first round against the Bucks, game-winning layup with 1 second left in overtime to clinch the series. In the second series against Cleveland, he hits the 3-pointer with 1 second left to win 120-119. Mm-hmm. Against the New York Knicks, hits the 23-footer at the buzzer to tie the game at 125-125, leading to the overtime victory. And then last night, they're up by one. Well, let me just say this. It's an 8-point game with a couple minutes left. Nembhard hits a huge three. Then they hit another three. It's a 2-point game. Couple possessions happen. It's down to a 1-point game. OKC has the ball with roughly 18 seconds left. Mm-hmm. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. They get the ball into SGA. He misses a shot. Pacers get a rebound. Do not call a timeout. They get the ball to Halliburton, and then he just does his thing and gets in his spot. It's about a 16-foot shot, I would say,
and
they win the game.
I had the exact opposite experience of you. I actually told myself, I want to try to get into the NBA Finals because I haven't watched any of the playoffs. I haven't cared. I literally cared zero. I said, you know what? I'm intrigued. Come finals time, I'm intrigued. So I watched the first 2.5 quarters.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe halfway through the third. And at halftime, they're killing Halliburton. They're, mm-hmm. I mean, the Pacers had, I think, 18 turnovers in the first half.
Yep.
Halliburton took 5 shots. I mean, Stephen A's killing him. I'm kind of getting a kick out of him, and I'm just pondering how rich he is, and he's just a big talk. I just, you know, my mind's going
jelly.
There.
You're jelly. You're so
just,
jelly.
I can't believe this guy's a clown.
Trying to figure out if he could be president.
I mean, it's like, this guy's a clown.
Wearing his white suit.
But they're just killing Halliburton. But still, in the back of my mind, I think all of us were thinking, and they even mentioned it, you know, as bad as they're playing, and 18, they're still only like 13 points back, which we know in the NBA is a nothing burn. Mm-hmm. It's a nothing. So I watched the beginning of the third, and it's still kind of the same. Yep. They're missing shots.
Hanging around.
But they're still kind of hanging around. But it gets to about 13 or 14 still, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm not staying up until the end of the game. I'm not staying up until the end of the game. Yeah. But, you know, that looked, and OKC, by the way, this is what they kept talking about too. Is like, it looks like they have an extra player on defense. They're everywhere. They're so athletic that I was just like, you know what? OKC just is a better team. Everybody's right. They're just more athletic. And Shea SGA is having a day. What did he finish it?
38.
Yeah, he's just having
a
day.
Yeah, but shot under 50%.
They're like, I mean, I'll
took a lot of shots.
Even Stephen A's like SGA's showing out like the league MVP is. You're supposed to be that. You got to take more than 5 shots, right? And then I wake up this morning and see that they came back. Stunned. I was stunned, even though it's not an insurmountable lead in the NBA.
Yeah, they were down 15 in the fourth, came back.
Yeah, remember, they just did this to the Knicks. Yeah,
I was stunned.
They did it in game one against the Knicks, right? When the Knicks had that big lead with about 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
And they've just been in those situations over and over and over again. And Halliburton,
I mean, Halliburton finished
who was
with 14
called
points.
The most overrated player in the league.
He just keeps.
He has stuck it to everybody in the playoffs. He really has. All the critics, Stephen A. at halftime, whoever, he just keeps sticking it to him. And credit Rick Carlisle, too, who's an excellent coach.
I think he
didn't
huge.
Really call any timeouts in the last 4 minutes. Now, he did on the final possession after they hit the game winner when they were setting up their defense because there were 0.3 seconds left on the clock when Halliburton hits the game-winning shot. So OKC still, you know, they call a timeout. They can move the ball beyond half court, and they can get a tip-in situation. So Indiana used a timeout just to kind of see what OKC was going to show them. But for the most part, in the last 4 minutes, when they were down 8 points, he just let them go. And they've been there, and so Nembhard hits that big 3. I can't remember who hit the next 3, and all of a sudden it's a 2-point game.
But I was struck by,
holy crap! Like, I literally was just checking in. Yeah. I checked in 2 or 3 times, but not really watching it. I was like, okay, it looks like OKC's got it, but I did know Indiana's hanging around, and they've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I saw it was only 8 points, I was kind of mad because I thought they were going to end up using a lot of timeouts because 4 minutes could last a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And the 4 minutes actually went pretty fast. And then I got to see Halliburton do his thing.
I mean, how many times did OKC blow a 15-point lead at home in the fourth quarter? How about never?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like the Pacers are a team of destiny based on all of these crazy comebacks.
I wouldn't go that far.
All right,
I think
Chet
didn't have a big game.
He was terrible. Chet, when I was watching, Holmgren sucked.
He did nothing.
He was a nothing burger. He shouldn't have been on the floor. He did nothing.
Chet didn't have a big game. He'll respond.
Did you bet the Thunder? That sounds like
I had him in 3 different parlays.
Ah, see, that's there's the bitterness.
You know what? And SGA did his thing, but the rest of the roster, they sucked last night. And that's nothing less than a choke job. When you lose a 15-point lead with 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter in the NBA
Finals.
That's
a gag job.
That's what that is.
Well, let me say this. You mentioned Carlisle. And the one thing that I was struck by, and I remember, I'm old enough. You guys are too, probably. I remember when he played at UVA.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
I watched him and Jeff Jones.
I've always kept an eye on Carlisle just because I have childhood memories of the guy. They showed him at halftime, and they just have this abysmal first half, essentially. Kind of looked lifeless.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
Pacers
so calm.
Sucked in the first
he's
quarter.
He's so calm. He's like, look, good news is, you know, whatever, we're only 11 back. We're right in, you know, just stick with the process. Mm-hmm. He was so calm. He wasn't bashing them. He wasn't like, what are you guys doing? He was just saying, just stick with the process. Keep doing what you're doing. You can't do this against this team. Adjust. Mm-hmm. You know, they're swarming you. Adjust. But he
trusts his players.
He just trusted them completely. Yeah. He wasn't berating them. I was super impressed.
And if you look at the second half.
Well, he did call a timeout in the first maybe it was the second quarter, where he subbed out all five of them.
Yeah, yeah.
He brought all five of those guys. He said, you guys suck. You turn the ball every time, every possession. Yeah. He subbed every one of those guys out. And they went on a 15-4 run.
Yeah, I'm not saying he doesn't lash out at them, but at halftime, he was so calm.
He handled it so well. They've been there. They've done that. I think that's why, if you look at the second half, they only committed five turnovers. I might be wrong on the exact number.
That's a big difference.
And his guys,
no, it was five.
And his guys,
it was 20 in the first half, five in the second.
And his guys hit 10 of 23 pointers in the second half. So Indiana steals game one. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's been serving pizza, subs, and wings, and salads.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Since 1955, Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Our pal John Keim, who covers the Commanders for ESPN.com, he'll join us at 7. Chris Mueller, co-host of the PM team with Pony and Mueller in Pittsburgh, going to join us to talk about Aaron Rodgers, who is going to be with the Steelers. He'll join us at 9 here on the Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.